BBC Audio presents Flashman and More, a collection of the works of George MacDonald Fraser, adapted for radio. Flash for Freedom, written and dramatised by George MacDonald Fraser.
Sir Harry Flashman, VC, the celebrated Victorian soldier, poltroon and scoundrel, first attracted public notice and general disgust in 1857 as the cowardly bully of the best-selling novel Tom Brown's School Days. How he succeeded in living down that unsavoury reputation and achieving fame and distinction in an adventurous adult life as secretly disgraceful as it was publicly honourable, he described in his notorious memoirs, The Flashman Papers, which came to light in 1966, half a century after his death. They make deplorable reading. Yet the papers give a remarkable insight into events and characters of the 19th century. Flashman was present, albeit unwillingly, at Balaclava, Gettysburg, the Kabul Retreat, Isandhlwana, and Little Bighorn. His acquaintances included Queen Victoria, Wild Bill Hickok, the Empress of China, Bernard Shaw, Florence Nightingale, Chief Crazy Horse, a vast array of soldiers, statesmen, savages, rascals and eccentrics, and countless beauties of every kind, class and colour. It was a shocking life of high adventure and low behaviour, a catalogue of undeserved triumph and well-merited misfortune, erratic, dangerous and irregular. And yet there was a time, quite early in his career, when Flashman seriously considered the mundane pursuit of politics. Nothing came of it, so we can only speculate whether he would have come to be regarded in our own day as the obvious model for modern parliamentarians. But his political aspirations, though fleeting, had a profound effect on his future, for they led him to play pontoon with Disraeli, and that in turn resulted in his first American adventure, which almost involved Congressman Abraham Lincoln in a capital crime, to say nothing of a public brawl. But perhaps it would be best to allow Flashman to tell the story himself, in his usual shameless fashion.
You may not remember 1848, when revolutions broke out all over the continent, and I came home across the Channel one jump ahead of half the monarchs and statesmen of Europe who'd lost their jobs and decided, like me, that old England was the safest place. So it proved, although for a moment it looked as though we might have a revolution of our own, which would have sold the fleeing rulers properly and serve them right. Mind you, I thought it was all gammon myself. I'd just seen a near rebellion in Germany where that lovely, designing trollop, Lola Montez, and her ghastly associate Otto Bismarck had got me involved in the Schleswig-Holstein question, whatever that was. Don't ask me, because all I got out of it was two nasty sabre cuts, a royal honeymoon, and a couple of weeks as prince consort of a tin-pot duchy. Now, that's another story. The point was it had ended with mobs chanting and rioting and looting in the streets of Munich. Well, I couldn't see that happening in St. James's, but others could. The Chartists were marching, threatening anarchy, and even our national leaders were enlisting as special constables. I saw that old fool Gladstone holding a truncheon like a bunch of lilies and looking like an unemployed undertaker. And I couldn't help thinking, Flashy, if that's one of the stars of Westminster, you ought to be in Parliament yourself. I was well qualified. I could lie and deceive and betray and toady and turntail with the best of them. I'd won military fame by hiding behind better men and scrammed into glory over their corpses. What more could you ask for in an MP? But I didn't think seriously about it until my skinflint father-in-law, the detestable old moneybags Morrison, decided it would be useful to have his tame creature looking after its business interests in the House of Commons.
Me? In Parliament? Who'd vote for me?
Oh, anybody. Aye, a puggy frae the zoological gardens could be elected in this country if it was managed right.
Buttering me up, you see.
But I know nothing about politics and care less.
Then you're the very man. You'll find plenty like you at Westminster.
Why don't you stand yourself?
Because I'm no Harry Flashman, the hero of Afghanistan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?